Grateful that you have come today. If you're a guest, thanks for coming, and don't make this the only time you're here. Come back and worship with us and be part of what we do here at Covenant Church. And I know that all of you, or most of you know, that Miss Frances passed away this past week, and her visitation is today from 2 to 7. Funeral will be tomorrow at 11:30 here at our church. And we've also just wanted to ask if you feel led to and would like to and can provide a dish of some kind to help with the meal that will follow that. You can bring that anytime tomorrow morning for the family to share that time as well. So thank you for praying for that family and continuing to just minister to them in the way that we do. I want to ask you to join me in a moment of prayer, and I want us to pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. What a way to clean our hearts, to cleanse us, to be ready, to be receptive to whatever God wants to say to us today by saying that prayer together. Have you ever been in a group of people where, maybe you've seen something, or you're walking around with maybe just one person or several people, you see something that just like is the most incredulous thing you've ever seen, and you say something like, these words, now, that beats all I've ever seen. Anybody ever said those words? Come on, yes? How about this? Don't know they've ever seen a doorknob on a car before, but that beats all I've ever seen. Or how about that one? That's actually on a website called Why Women Live Longer Than Men. I can see that might happen. Really? Yeah. Or this. Beats all I've ever seen. You know, and I saw that and just thought about that. I thought about this saying, and then I thought about what Matt said last week about God being good. I thought about the scriptures that are in your bulletin this morning. And if you've set that aside, you might want to grab that. But what really intrigued me was this idea that God is good. And I loved what, I hope you were here to hear what Matt said. Fabulous message. And listen, if you haven't heard it, you can go on our webpage, or you can go on our church Facebook page, and they're on there every week. So if you haven't heard those messages, or if you happen to be gone some week and get it and you don't have a chance to hear the message live, you can go on there and listen to them. But man, it was powerful to hear it. But it just made me think about the idea of, I could say those same words about God. He beats all that I've ever seen. That's God. He beats all I've ever seen. I want to share this from what Matt said last week. It just so spoke to me. Now, part of this is a quote, and part of this is a paraphrase. So, Matt, you might be able to figure out which is which. I don't know. But thank you for just faithfully sharing God's truth last week. That was a powerful word. But this is what he said. God is a good God who is there every time we call on his name. God will rescue time and time again because God does not give up. It takes a heart that's willing to give Him a chance. And when we come to Him and say, God, I need You, God is good. And He'll be there to meet us. Now, about that time, I'd read that. Miss Francis would say, uh-huh. So y'all can do that if you want to. That'd be cool. Here's the thing. Besides the fact of what Matt talked about last week about God being good, God is also amazing. God is incredible. God is almighty. He is all-powerful. He is way more than we can describe in human terms. And so I want to talk about some of those things, those unbeatable descriptions this morning. You know, I don't have to tell you this, there are a lot of opinions in our world today about God. Who He is, what He's like, and more. Some people say that God is way too distant. He is way too busy. That He doesn't care about us at all. Some say that there's way too much pain in the world. There's way too much heartache and difficult times and circumstances for God to even be engaged with the world in which He is created. If He did create it. That's what people say. Some people. Some people have this mindset that there can't even be a God. Because of all the darkness and the problems and the struggles that we see in our world today. Some are tired and worn out by uncertainty and seemingly unsafe times that we live in. Some people believe that God is just kind of sitting up there in heaven or somewhere in the universe, somewhere around us. He's just sitting up there waiting for us to mess up so He can zap us. That's some people have that opinion about God. And some persons turn to any number of things, pills or alcohol, money, sex. They turn to those things in order to avoid or replace any kind of intervention with the God who knows them and cares for them deeply. Now, in the church, we believe that God, as Matt said, is a good God. God is a good God to all who will acknowledge Him. And in the Scriptures, we're told over and over that God, we believe that God is there, that there is great power in the name of God. We believe that God loves every person on this planet. We believe that God desires to be in a personal relationship with every person. We believe that the words that are contained within the pages of Scripture are true. They're helpful for us. They correct us when we're wrong. They help us walk in a way that pleases and honors God. They're His words. His love letter to each one of us. We believe that through these words that we can understand who God is and what He desires for each one of us as we live our lives for Him. Which leads me to, as I thought about that this week, I thought, well, do we always have a good understanding of who God is? Do we always understand Him completely? or perfectly? Now, maybe you do. But I'm just going to tell you, I'll be honest with you this morning, I am still learning every day about this amazing God who loves me and cares for me and loves us and cares for us. I'm learning every day about Him and what He wants to be a part, how He wants to be part of my life. And here's the thing, that's why we gather here every week, to learn more about Him, to sing and offer our praise and thanksgiving unto Him, to exalt His name, to lift up the name of Jesus, because the Bible says that when we do that, He will draw people to Himself. That's why we spend time reading and engaging in the Scriptures. It helps us to understand who God is and to know Him better. That's why we gather together in small groups, in whatever form those small groups take, so that we can discuss and talk and learn and question things about God, so that we can know Him better. Really interesting thing happened to me this past week. I was in Texas last Sunday. Josh and Tiffany had their public wedding ceremony. So last Sunday I got to do that. That was a really cool experience and amazing to be with their friends and family. And then, toward the end of the week, I got to do papaw duty. Some of y'all know that's that experience to have, you know, grandkids. And I got to do papaw duty. So that was a pretty cool thing. Well, I got to tell you something that crazy happened. On Tuesday night, the weather was kind of crazy in Dallas, and Diana and her brother were trying to get on an airplane to fly home. And so instead of me driving all the way back to Josh and Tiffany's apartment and then driving back to the airport if I had to pick them up, I thought, I'll just go hang out at the mall. I'll just kind of walk around. I'll do my walking. I'll do my laps. And so I went to the mall. And I'm walking around, and I'm just kind of minding my own business, looking in stores and just chilling, having a big time. And all of a sudden, I hear somebody yell, "Hey, Mike! What do you think I did?" I turned around to see who it was. I had no clue. I didn't know anybody. I have no idea who they were talking to, but it wasn't me. They just called my name, and I happened to hear them. Now, let me tell you what also happened. On Thursday, after Kennedy got out of school, she always wants to go over to the playground and play. So she gets out of school, we go walk over to the playground, and I say, "You go ahead and play, have a big time. I'm going to go over and I'm just going to sit down on the bench and chill." And I'll read, you know, I'll do some reading, just chilling out. And man, I'm telling you, there are 100 kids on that playground. And they're screaming and hollering and laughing and just having a big time. It was absolute chaos. And I'm not paying a bit of attention to what's going on, except I can hear it kind of in the background. You know, like white noise, right? And all of a sudden, I can't see where she is, but all of a sudden, from across the playground somewhere, I hear, "Hey, Papa!" Immediately, I knew that was Kennedy calling my name. And I wanted to figure out what was going on in her life. And then I thought to myself, isn't that just like God? Isn't that just like our Heavenly Father, who knows us well enough that when we call to Him, He hears our voice? He hears us individually call His name, no matter the circumstances, no matter the chaos, no matter the problems, no matter the troubles in our lives. All we have to do is say, "Hey, God," and He knows. He's listening. He loves us. God is amazing. God is incredible. There is nothing like the name of the Lord our God. The Scriptures tell us that the name of God is like a strong tower to which the people of God can run to Him and be saved. In a world that's oftentimes filled with chaos and fear, that's nice to know that there's a place that we can go and find refuge. God is the only one who never changes. His character, his name remains the same through all the generations. He is fully trustworthy, always powerful, forever loving, and constantly present with us. It is in the name of God that we discover hope. And who that's here this morning doesn't need hope in their lives? All of us want hope. All of us want to know that we can find hope for tomorrow in the presence of Almighty God. God is a God of miracles. There is nothing that's impossible to Him. So with all that kind of in the background, I want us to take a look at the scriptures that are in your bulletin. And I want to tell you about three names of God that describe Him, that help us to understand who God is. One of those names is Elohim. Hebrew word, Elohim. That name describes God's incredible creative power and might. Elohim. Look at Psalm 19. The heavens proclaim the glory of God. The skies display His craftsmanship. Day after day they continue to speak. Night after night they make Him known. How many of you have ever been out and watch the stars at night? Go out to a really dark place in where there's not a bunch of light, and it's the most amazing display you could ever see. Incredible. And it's those stars that God put in place. In a moment, in speaking, in a nanosecond, God spoke and it was created. Put them all in place to bring Him glory. God speaks. They speak without a word, sound a word. Their voice is never heard. And yet, listen to this, yet their message has gone throughout the earth and their words to all the world. Elohim. He's the mighty one, the one over all nature. This creative God who's worked wonders by His hands. God reminds us that He is Elohim every single day. Now, I don't know how many of you get up early enough in the morning to see a sunrise. This morning, I didn't see a sunrise. There were too many clouds. But on a lot of days, you can get up if you like that kind of thing. Which I wish that morning was about, sunrise was about 9 o'clock. That'd be great. But if you love to get up early and see the sunrise, and then in the evenings to see the sunset, it's an amazing thing to see that and to know that God has put all that in place and all that in motion, and we get to see it happen every day. Elohim, creative, mighty, powerful God. We can be assured that we are held by Almighty God. We never have to fear. God's hands are strong and they are secure. So that's one name of God that just describes who He is. Here's another one. El Elyon. El Elyon. It's a name that most often appears in the Old Testament. And it just is a name that shows that God is a God above all gods. That He is indeed the Lord Most High. He is greater than any force of darkness in our world. He's bigger than any problem that you and I might come up against. He is always in control. Have any of you had a moment in the past 7 days where it felt like life was out of control? Listen, in those moments, I am so thankful and so grateful for a God, El Elyon, who is always in control. No matter what's going on around us, no matter the chaos and the craziness, God is always there. Listen, some of the other religions of our world speak of God as just part of the universe. Oh yeah, you know, God, part of the universe. Well, but our God, the one that is revealed to us in the Scriptures, the one whom we worship, the one whom we adore, is not just part of the universe. He is above all. He is the Most High God. Look at Isaiah chapter 40. That passage is there. Have you not heard? Have you never understood? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of all the earth. He never grows weak or weary. No one can measure the depths of his understanding. He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. Even youth will become weak and tired, and young men will fail in exhaustion. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. And then that next one, Psalm 62, verses 1 to 4. Oh God, listen to my cry. Hear my prayer. From the end of the earth, I cry to you for help. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the towering rock of safety, for you are my safe refuge, a fortress where my enemies cannot reach me. I mean, let that sink in for a moment. Did you hear that? A fortress where my enemies cannot reach me. Let me live forever in your sanctuary, safe beneath the shelter of your wings. El Elyon, the Lord Most High. And one other one I want to talk about this morning, El Shaddai. A word that means, a name that means Almighty God. Just a reminder to you and to me as we think about God that He is Almighty God, all powerful. Psalm 91. Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust Him. He's the one that we can run to and find refuge and rest in His shadow. He is the God who sees all and knows all and has the power to go before us, walk with us daily, and to cover us from behind. El Shaddai, Almighty God. God is so much more than we can understand. But those names of God help us to begin to grasp who God is and what God is up to and what God is about in our lives. I want to just ask you to take a moment to just think about those names, just to bow your heads, close your eyes, and think about those names of God. God is. God is for you and for me. Personally, God is El Shaddai, El Elyon, Elohim. Personally, what does that mean for you? What's that mean for us? Take a moment and just say, God, I want to understand more. Take that. Do that.